The Interior Department has announced more than $50 million in grants to 42 national parks. The money will go toward deferred maintenance projects. The money is not entirely from the federal government. Each park had to partner with an outside group, which also contributed some money. Saguaro National Park is the only Arizona park to be awarded a grant. The feds are kicking in a little more than $107,000, with the trio of outside groups contributing another $108,000. The money will pay to create accessible outdoor classroom space. With me to talk about these grants and their significance is Kevin Dahl, Arizona's senior program manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. And Kevin, how big of a dent will this money and these projects put into the deferred maintenance needs of the national park system overall?
These are wonderful projects, and it's great that they're private public partnerships, but they make a very small dent. We estimate it's $12 billion of deferred maintenance in our national park system across the country. Now, not all of it's immediately important, but quite a bit of it is. And we're talking about historic buildings. We're talking about paved roads that need regular repair. What's happened over the years is that we haven't funded the Park Service at adequate levels, you know, maybe 60 cents to the dollar of what they really need to operate and maintain. You know, these are our treasures. And so we're very concerned about that. But at the same time, these are great projects.
You mentioned that you're happy that this is sort of a public-private partnership. Is that something that's been going on for a little while now for these kinds of projects? Do you expect that this will be the kind of arrangement going forward to take care of some of these issues that need dealing with?
You know, the federal government needs to take care of federal assets, and it would be much better if the private money was the icing on the cake. And it has to be because of the expense of operating, you know, the 500-plus units of the national park system. However, you know, I'm on the board of Friends of Saguaro National Park, and I help raise the money that's the match for the Centennial Challenge grant we're getting here at Saguaro. So I think if people love the parks, there's ways for them to contribute. But they're federal assets. It's a very tiny percentage of the national budget. It doesn't make or break the national budget.
Given the fact, though, that the president's budget proposal called for spending cuts to the National Park Service, is it realistic to think that the federal government alone can take care of these assets?
It is realistic because it's done it in the past, and it can clearly do it in the future. The president's budget is a pipe dream. The Congress isn't going to adopt his budget without giving it consideration. You know, he calls for 12% cut to the Interior Department, and that's not just national parks, but it's other agencies like wildlife refuges. It's our Bureau of Indian Affairs. Which 12% of the national parks would you like to get rid of? Because our park service is very efficient. They have fixed costs, and they can get rid of personnel, and they cannot do maintenance. Those are kind of the variable costs that they can deal with, and it's making it really hard for park superintendents and for park rangers to do the work they need to do. So is it realistic? Yes. And my organization and a lot of others are lobbying Congress to not buy into this scarcity, that we have to meet the budget on the backs of programs like the national parks. It's just ridiculous.
Do you have a sense of how the projects were picked for this particular grant offering? I mean, are these some of the most pressing needs? Is it a matter of this is how much money they could give and these are the projects that could be done for that amount of money?
Yeah, it was a competitive process. Parks would have to propose projects and justify them, and there were more proposed than were funded. They needed to have the private partner in place as well. So that works well for places like Grand Canyon and Saguaro, where there are friends groups or other organizations, private organizations that have raised money or prepared to raise money. It doesn't really work out for our smaller places like Casa Grande Ruins National Monument or Tonto National Monument or Tuzigoot that don't have a huge population next door and don't have that friends group support. For the smaller parks, it's very, very unfair.
If this is the way that things are done going forward, does that kind of exacerbate problems at some of those smaller parks if they are not eligible for grants like this because they don't have another entity to help raise money?
Well, it eliminates one possibility for them getting support for what they need to do. Now, to you and me, $50 million is not small, but when we're facing, you know, $16 billion of need, it is a drop in the bucket. So the key is that most of this should be public money. These are public spaces. We need to be good stewards of these properties and make sure that the maintenance, the operation, that there's rangers there to interpret and teach our kids and to explain what's going on in each of these places. So, yeah, it's unfair to the smaller units, to the units that are in the rural areas, and that's why it should be more of a fair system by more public funding. And the private funding has been very important in the history of the parks. I don't think that we should downplay the private connection, but it's not the answer for the pressing needs at these parks across the country.
Kevin Dahl is Arizona Senior Program Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.